Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
This is Ben.
And Hannah.
And Maggie.
And Maggie. So if you hear a jingle, that's what it is.
As we always say, Maggie's here, jingling away. She's refusing to go back down on her bed. She wants to sit with
Mom. Yeah, she insists on sitting in my lap, so I've got a dog in one arm and a cup of tea in the other.
And I'm over here running the controls. But before we get into things, just want to ask if you're new to the show, welcome. Thanks for listening. Send us an email. Let us know how you found us. We want to know where everybody's coming from. You can email askthatgamingpodcast@gmail.com. That's all spelled out. If you look in the show notes on whatever app you're on, you can click on our email and it will pull up your email app and you can send, it'll let you send it straight from there. It's really easy. Easier than I'm making it sound. and then also you can go to Facebook and follow us there. You can search on Facebook at THT Pod. That'll take you straight to our Facebook page. And that's where Alex and I is our headquarters. We post notes there. We post pictures, gameplay videos. You can comment on any of those and chat with us there as well. You can chat with us in email if you'd like. Leave us a review if you like the show. You've been listening to quite a few episodes. You're coming back every week now with us. That's awesome. We love it. Leave us a review. Leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. You can find instructions in the show notes on how to do that. With that, Hannah's here. So that means we're talking just Nintendo today.
Yes, we are.
No PlayStation. And I'm drinking some good old-fashioned H2O.
Yeah, Ben, like we already said, I've got tea. Ben's got water because he's old. And can't take the caffeine this late at night.
Well, I've been talking a lot today. It might sound scratchy. So I was like, I need the water. I've got my blue water bottle that I just bought recently for our upcoming vacation.
Covered in Captain America stickers.
Captain America shield, Captain America himself, Captain America Sam Wilson, and Bucky with the long hair, Winter Soldier.
The best Bucky.
Yeah, what are you drinking in?
I'm drinking in a Sanderson Sisters cup. It shows them flying on their vacuum cleaner, and it says Salem, Massachusetts, which is where I bought the mug.
I love that movie.
And I'm manifesting fall, so I thought it was appropriate.
Hocus pocus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you say, to manifest fall.
Yes, it is.
That's a spell. We are going to talk about Wave 2 of the Mario Kart DLC. Nintendo has kept this a mystery when all these waves are going to come out, and then they just pop up and on a Tuesday, and they're like, hey, Friday, you can play more Mario Kart, which is kind of fun. I like that.
It's a surprise.
Yeah. There's not a lot of surprises in the internet day and age. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Wave 2, there are 8 new tracks, 2 4-track cups.
Yeah, we've got the Turnip Cup and the Propeller.
That's right.
Propeller Cup. And we kind of thought that the best way to go through them all would be to rank them.
Hey, Maggie, no kisses. Maggie.
Chill out, dude.
We're trying to rank Mario Kart cups. This is very important.
There you go. It's important stuff. So we're going to go from bottom to top, our 8th favorite or least favorite, up to our very favorite, all of them, and talk about them as we go along.
Used a very vigorous rating system of do we like it? Is it fun? Is it graphically
enhanced? Pretty to look at?
Is it pretty to look at? Is there a lot of other things in it?
Is it creative? Is it built creatively, I guess?
How did they play the theme?
Yeah.
How did they do with the theme?
Yeah. Which, the way we came upon this rating system was by arguing for 10 minutes. And then finally just accepting that we needed to have a combination of our 2 favorite things.
Your idea of rock, paper, scissors to solve the arguments. So, real official stuff here.
Yes.
So, if you want to get us started, Hannah,
let's get started. So, coming in last at number 8, we have Snowland.
Dun,
dun, dun. Now, Snowland would not be my last ranked, but we had to compromise because of this ranking of this list. But because Snowland has penguins in it, and so I feel like it should be ranked higher because of the cute Mario penguins. But
well, yes, but I got rock, so I beat you, and I won.
Yeah, that's true. Explain to why Snowland is
why
lowest
I felt like it was
for
lower.
You. Yes,
it was on the GBA. That is the one game that until this year I hadn't played. I'm a huge Mario Kart fan. And I just never got it. I don't know. I never got it for my birthday, or I never got it or bought with my own money. And so I have no nostalgia for it. And so I have nostalgia for Mario Circuit 3, the next choice, number 7.
That's right.
And so it just, the nostalgia bumped it up for me.
Mario Circuit 3 would have been my last ranked if I was making this list on my own.
Yeah.
So 7 and 8 are kind of at the bottom two for both of us.
Yes.
Mario Circuit is, it's just boring to me. Mm-hmm. I played it on the Wii. It's one of the Mario Kart Wii.
There's no real theme to it. It's just a racetrack. So that's
yeah,
the
there's
theme.
No real theme to it. It's just colored blocks that look like Legos, and it is very fun to drift around, but it's not visually exciting. It's a short track. You blink and it's over.
Is that what you mean by boring?
Is yeah.
You mean like there's no theme. There's nothing special about it.
Yeah.
It's plain. Yeah, I can understand that. I just like it because it's stylized after the original very first course you play in Mario Kart ever. And I just think Super Mario Circuit 3 is great because it has that ramp over the middle. And so you hit those boosts and you fly over the middle while other drivers are going underneath you. And that was even cool in the back in the, because it's a Circuit 8 course.
Oh, yeah.
So you drive over people while they're.
Yeah, I get you.
They even did that back on the Super Nintendo, which I thought was cool when I was a kid. Like, oh, look, there goes Donkey Kong and I'm flying over him, you know. But yeah, they're at the bottom because they're just simplistic tracks. Being from GBA is like the NES or Super NES.
Yeah.
It's the same 16-bit system. So they're just simplistic. They don't have a whole lot to them. But they're great tracks in this pack. Don't get
me
wrong.
They're fun.
All of these we like and all of these we enjoyed playing.
There are very few courses we dislike. So
yeah. Somebody had to be a loser. So.
That's true. All right. Number 6, we have Sydney Sprint.
Mm-hmm. Sydney Sprint, Sydney, Australia, obviously, from the Mario Kart Tour mobile game.
I've never played Mario Kart Tour.
I have.
So, yeah, I've watched you play hours and hours of Mario Kart Tour.
I've stopped playing it as of recently because I was getting a little too addicted to it, checking it every day. But, yeah, I think that this course is great. You get, it's one of these, every lap it's different, and
ever so slightly, yeah.
You go right on the first lap. Now you go left on the second lap. Now you're going backwards on the last lap, whatever it is. There's a Sydney Opera House. You drive through it two different times. You drive through it or past it or something like that. There's Ferris wheel, a boat, Daisy's Cruiser as out in the port. I'm pretty sure.
There's a lot of fun details.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
And even though I've not played Mario Tour or Mario Kart Tour myself, I like that the tracks are themed around cities. And they've got like the Tokyo one and the Paris one from before. And then we've got Sydney and New York this time. Mm-hmm. I think they're very, that's really cool that it's a real place that they're putting in the Mario universe.
And it celebrates that place too.
Yeah, it does.
With all the landmarks and exciting things you can see and makes it Technicolor and cartoony.
Especially for Sydney. Sydney one's very bright.
Yes, very bright. And it makes me want to visit there because I'm like, oh, that's the Opera House. That's cool. I would love to see that one day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool. Yeah.
And that's a great segue into our number 5 spot, which is the New York Minute,
right.
Minute track.
We put these in the middle because they weren't our favorites, but we didn't dislike them.
We like them for all the reasons we just said. The reasons that we dislike them is because it's from Tour, it's a lot more simple as far as like track features, like racing features.
You take a left, you take a right, you take a left.
There's no real upside down. There's no like craziness that you're kind of expecting from Mario Kart 8 at this point. Or at least I am.
Yeah. With the base tracks in this game, you know, the Mario Circuit, you go upside down.
Yeah, and I get that these are remakes of existing tracks, yeah. But some of the remakes in the original release of Mario Kart 8 included some of these cool new features like going upside down. They were able to incorporate it in there. So I guess I'd kind of like to see more of that with these DLCs.
Yeah, and we just, again, we don't really have a whole lot of nostalgia with these courses. You didn't play them?
That too.
I played them, but only recently. And so that's a lot of what Mario Kart is.
You just remember
playing as a kid with your siblings or your friends. Mm-hmm. And so that's what you fall in love with again.
Yeah, I like the New York one, though, because you go through Central Park and it's at night and there's lights in the trees and there's lights at the buildings. And I just think it takes the edge over Sydney because it's prettier. In my opinion.
And we've been there.
So there's that.
I remember our trips there. And I remember going through Central Park. I remember that bridge design in Central Park. We'd been to a bridge.
It just makes you feel nice inside.
Yeah, yeah. I like the nighttime romantic feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number four, Mushroom Gorge.
Mushroom Gorge has the most nostalgia for me out of all of these that we're going to talk about today. Because you all know this if you've listened before. Mario Kart Wii was my favorite game as a kid. I played with my brother all the time. And we repeatedly did time trials on Mushroom Gorge to try to beat the expert level ghost or whatever it was.
Right.
So I could do Mushroom Gorge in my sleep. And I wish they'd done a little bit more to kind of upgrade it. But visually, they did do a lot. And I love that course. So even though it's hard this time to do it. It's a lot harder on this version than it was on the Wii, I think.
Yeah, you fell off a couple times.
I fell off so many times. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I love this course. I know this course backwards and front. And then I just fall off the mushrooms.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to beat you. You're going to beat me. I don't remember who won. Did I win?
Yes, I definitely did not win.
On that particular course.
Yeah.
So. Oh, okay. Well, whatever. It's a crapshoot with the blue shells. Everybody knows that. Mushroom Gorge, what I was going to say. Yeah, I feel like, was this the one track that you were most anticipating would be in all of these new ones?
I don't know about most anticipating. Excited? I was just excited. Yeah. Like, whenever they redo any of the Mario Kart Wii, like, especially the ones specific to the Mario Kart Wii, like, that was a new track in that game. That makes me very excited. Like, Coconut Mall had me very excited.
Yeah.
And if they ever do, what is it?
What system?
It's the Koopa Cape on the Wii. If they redo Koopa Cape,
yeah.
I'm going to be so excited. That one was my favorite forever.
Is that the one where you go, like, in the tube?
Yeah, the tube under the water, and you go down the waterfall and stuff.
Isn't that already? Oh, no. It's in Mario Kart Tour.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is. I played it a million times on that.
What?
One. Yeah. Yep. You go in down in the
and
tube.
You di-
I didn't know it was your favorite.
Well.
And you never told me that.
I'm just kidding.
I learned something new.
Well, might have to download Mario Kart Tour then just to play.
Or try it on
Koopa
my
Cape.
Phone. Yeah, Mushroom Gorge for me. Yeah, I played a lot in college. I'm 5 years older than Hannah, so I played it in college.
He's an elderly man.
Yeah, elderly man, yeah, whatever. But I always liked it then. I liked the boing when you jump off the mushrooms.
Yeah,
that
sounds
sound effect's
nice.
Great. And we both noticed this. The cave is
so much more pretty.
Attractive.
And yeah.
There's sparkles on the wall. And
it yeah,
just
it's great.
Really cool.
The cave
really
is cool. Awesome.
Number three, Calamari Desert, the N64 classic. I did not have an N64 as a kid.
I did not either.
If you're a fan of the show, you'll know that. I've said that before. And you did not either, you said.
No. So I don't have any nostalgia for this. And I didn't really know what to expect when we played it. But I love, like, the desert and the little cactuses and the train. Like, the vibe is just, like, 10 out of 10 for me.
I have this game on my Wii U. And I played it the other day after we played these courses. Because, I want to see what the old one is like. It is so bare bones back on.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, there's like three cactuses in it. That's it.
I mean, this one, to be fair, is kind of a bare bones track, but they updated the environment so well that
I
love it. I really, really like this one.
They added little wagon wheels and signs and more cactuses and more signs out in the distance. And they actually have new updated logos on the signs. The old game was very basic because it was a 64. So it feels bare bones here, but compared to the original, it is so much more advanced than
like,
you think.
The old Mario Kart games, when it comes like Desert Tracks, I always hated Desert Tracks. I thought they were so boring. And then like the Wii one, I'm trying to remember what it was.
Dry Desert? Is that on the Wii?
Yeah.
Or is that GameCube, I'm thinking?
Dry Desert was on the Wii,
yeah,
but I think they'd remade it.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of the retro cups.
It's like with those...
Yeah.
Pokies. Pokeball guys.
I find them very, like, the desert tracks really boring most of the time, but I feel like with Mario Kart 8, I really like them now. Like, this one is great. The Yoshi one, where you're going through the desert, is awesome.
Yep.
So
Yoshi's Valley?
Yoshi Valley, that's it.
That's a 64 one, too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then, yeah, they've really done a good job of making those interesting, at least for me.
They definitely did. The train is great, of course.
Yeah.
And the music on this course is awesome.
That's true.
It's got the Western twang vibe to it.
Love it. It's great.
Music on Mushroom Gorge, of course, is a classic.
It is.
And then their next is Waluigi Pinball. Speaking of music,
the
best Mario Kart song of all
time. We're up to our top two.
That song is so... It just gets stuck in my head.
Yeah. It's not my favorite song, but I like it. And all I've heard for ages is like, Waluigi Pinball, Waluigi Pinball, Waluigi Pinball, so good. Oh my gosh, Waluigi Pinball. I'm just like, stop it. But it was really fun.
From me?
Yeah, from you.
Yeah. I just loved the DS. The DS was one of the first systems I bought with my own money. And so it was just like a great time because I could buy all these games. I had a job for when I was a teenager and I just was like loving it. And that one is great, especially because the music and giant Waluigi's everywhere and like the pinball sound effect when you go down the pinball.
I do like the flippers and like the bumpers. Those are really cool. And if you don't know, Ben is a big Wario and the Waluigi fan for God knows what reason.
They're just weird.
And so if anything involves them, that's one of his favorites automatically.
They're just a fun excuse to like, they're rude.
Be gross.
And I'm usually not a rude person. I'm very polite. I try to be nice. And so they're just rude and ridiculous. And so I find it fun.
And that leaves in our number one spot.
It does.
Sky High Sunday.
Sky High Sunday, the brand new Mario Kart 8 style track.
The only new one in this DLC that we got.
Like Ninja Hideaway last
time. Yes, and because of that, it kind of has a lot of things to its advantage. Like, it's got the cool upside down things. It has, like, you feel like you're in Wreck-It Ralph or something. Like, you feel like you're in a completely, like, different world. Like, there's stuff in the background that you would never see unless you're really paying attention to details. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I was like, oh, where are we going to go next? Where's the track going to take me next? Is it going to take me on these cookies or this wafer? I loved it. I love that one.
It's really cool because it's kind of like that Toys one where you feel really small.
Ribbon Road.
Yeah.
Ribbon Road, is that it? Ribbon something.
No, you're right. Ribbon Road is what it's called. That's right. Because that was what it was called on the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was I saying? It makes you feel really small.
Yes.
Because there's these giant cookies and giant cakes.
Yeah, Ribbon Road. Ribbon Road is one of the best ones as far as immersion goes. Graphics and things.
But you drive up this big sundae and you try to get to the top of the ice cream sundae.
Yeah.
And then you come back down, I guess, on the other side or something. And the music was great in this course. Like, it was really catchy.
Yeah, I liked it.
I found myself, like, humming it as it repeated.
Mm-hmm.
And, just like you said, there's just a lot of things to see. I feel like I'm going to have to play it many times to kind of pick up on all the little signs. And,
I'm going to have to get, I'm going to have to memorize the track, and then I can start looking at stuff.
So, personally, I agree with this list. Do you agree?
Except for Mario Circuit 3 not being last because
it's
penguins.
Snowland, Hannah. It's Snowland.
Penguins. Benjamin. Penguins.
As the great Doctor Strange says.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand.
No, other than that, it's fine. They're both about the same.
Can I be honest? I fell through the ice many times, so I just
You were just annoyed the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like puddles on courses like that. It's just like, I feel like it's cheap. Like, I don't like the ice ones.
You don't like sliding around? You don't like
the desert ones? I don't like ice ones.
Gotcha.
That's my least favorite. Mm-hmm. I hated the ice one on the Star Cup in GameCube. Did not like that one.
Sherbetland?
Yeah, hate that one. Yeah. The big ices, and then they freeze you when you run into them.
Yeah.
Didn't like that one. No. GameCube was my favorite Mario Kart. Double Dash, baby, all the way.
Double Dash is great.
Yeah. We'll have to play that sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that concludes our ranking. We'll be back for Wave 3 whenever that comes around. And
hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yeah, hopefully. It'll probably be a couple more months. I think it was like 2 months, right?
Between. It felt like a long time.
It did too, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But meantime, maybe we'll play like that new Kirby food game or something. I don't know.
Something like that. We'll find something to talk about.
Yeah. But until then, we will see you next week. Alex will probably be back with me. I'm thinking we're probably going to talk about a PlayStation game, but we'll see. I don't know.
Who knows?
But until then, goodbye, everybody.
Bye.